All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to go back to Donald Trump and why he just has to be the center of attention. And maybe it's because of that that he's in the trouble that he's in now. Because any person who thinks that they are the only worthy person to be talked about has some real issues. And the more people focus on an individual and the more an individual wants to have the spotlight on themselves, the more opportunities that they have to wind up in a position where they're going to be exposed. You know, none of us are perfect. We all have flaws. That's part of the human character. And if that's the case, and it is with Donald Trump, he has summoned all of this attention to himself. And now that he's summoned all of this attention to himself, his character flaws are so visible that you wonder why he would have wanted to have that kind of attention brought on himself. And now that all of that is being exposed before the world, he's becoming more and more angry because now that kind of attention he doesn't want. But while he was president, you couldn't beat him. Everything was about Donald Trump. And that's the way he wanted it, and that was his psychosis. And when a person has the kind of character flaws that he has, he should be running away from the cameras, not to it. And now, after all of this time, he has written a 12-page response to everything that's going on. And you know what else? Last time I checked, he wrote it in crayon. he is not exactly.
Where do you even get a crayon? Like, unless you have a niece or nephew or a grandbaby.
He we're at a point right now. Well, again, you know, I laugh and joke about this, but half the Republican Party still believes in him. And they are going to go to the mat with him, and they don't care about all the rest of this. You know, they really don't. And so the Republican Party is going to have this dance with the devil, if you will. They're going to have this dance with the devil. And they are going to have to reconcile that is the party more important than this person? Because this person is going to be, at some point in time, he's going to be gone. But when I always look at this from the perspective of raising my children and my parents raising me. And how I was always taught the importance of not lying. And as children, we always were taught, and even those of us who spend time, you know, spiritually in churches and all of those things, they taught us from the time we were young, as children, you know, that we shouldn't lie. All of us, for the most part, since we were children, were taught to be honest and straightforward and all those things. Is there any human being that has walked the earth outside of, you know, Christ that didn't tell one lie? I don't think so. I think all of us have fallen short in that category. But to continue to lie, you know, every time you open your mouth, it's one lie after another after another. And you know the thing about the lie, when you tell the lie and you get caught in the lie, you feel kind of, you know, bad. When you get caught in a lie, and you feel ashamed. That's normally what happens when a normal human being is caught in a lie. You feel bad because you think, well, why did I even do that? I didn't have to lie. You know? But all of us have been there. But here's a man who they say is probably going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for lying. I mean, they're really talking about that. Let's go to the phone line. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
Up first, we have Gene from Eau Claire.
Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for listening. Have you been watching these hearings?
I've been watching and taking notes, and I have never in my life seen anything like it. You know, and the sad part of the lie is this deception and all of the impacts that it, you know, has psychologically and probably monetarily to all the people in our country. I mean, that is like, you know, big fraud. But, you know, Earl, I want to thank that caller that called before on the line that, you know, he said he voted for Biden, and I want to thank him for voting for President Biden, because President Biden was hit with numerous things that he probably wasn't even aware of, and neither were all of us who were paying close attention to what was going on in our country. Who knew that Russia was going to start going after Ukraine? We had no idea of that. All of the different things that have happened, and to see the impacts of the COVID, I mean, that was, he got in there, he got the vaccines out, he got the medications out, he got the masks out, he got things going. We could have had a lot more deaths if Trump was still the president.
You know, before you go any further, COVID is a prime example. How soon we forget that Donald Trump ignored COVID the first 8-9 months. He ignored it. And many people wound up losing their lives because of Donald Trump. You know, you remember what he was saying, that this is going to pass. You know, you guys need to take this kind of meds. And he ignored the global impact of what was happening. And by the time Joe Biden came into office, it was a full-fledged pandemic. It wasn't that way early on with Donald Trump. He ignored it, and many people lost their lives. I'm sorry, but go ahead. Go ahead.
And let's bring up our governor, Tony Ears, too. He got right on the stick, too, and tried to protect the people, you know, from the pandemic getting worse, you know, and then, you know, wear the mask. He wore the mask. And what do we get from the people with the R after their name? You can't tread on my freedom. Give me a break. I mean, it's been a nonstop war against people with a D after their name who are trying to work for the people in all of these situations. So people need to wake up, because people with the R after their name, Republicans aren't the same anymore. Good Republicans have quit. They've left the party. There were so many Republicans that had their own groups on the internet that did not vote for Donald Trump. And there's another thing, too, we need to remember, that those people that were in those offices and those Republicans would not tie Trump's hands. They enabled him, and they helped him do whatever that man wanted to do. And don't forget the parades that he wanted for himself, despite how much money it cost. It's so unbelievable that anybody would even look at that man as a possibility for president.
Well, you know, Gene, he's still on the scene, and there are still people who are pushing and supporting Donald Trump. And therein lies the dilemma that all of us are faced with. There's still a possibility, no matter how remote, that man could possibly ascend to the presidency again. And if he does ever make it back to that level, our nation may never be able to recover from another 4 years of that man. The division that he would drive, the stake that he would drive in the heart of the Americans, and possibilities of Americans coming together. With Donald Trump as president of the United States, that'll never happen. Hey, thank you very much, Gene. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the call. Sam, who do we have up next?
Bill from Oconomowoc.
Hey, Bill, what's going on, my friend? How you doing?
Hey, great. And I'll say thanks for the topic. You know, it's come to the point now, because of the January 6th hearings, that Trump is literally becoming toxic. Now, there's still the ivermectin drinkers and the kettle warmer drinkers and all those. They still are buying into it. Well, that's a side effect of ivermectin, loss of judgment. But they're still pursuing that. And heaven help them, because they are running in droves away from these testimonies and these hearings. You can't run from the truth. And that's what's happened with Donald Trump. You know, we were just talking this morning about how Tim Michaels was excited to get Trump's endorsement. That's like the kiss of death, because you said it yourself. Half of the Republicans want nothing to do with that guy. They're leaving. The real good ones just said, I've had enough of this. I'm out of the party. The other ones that maybe they're young or whatever, they say, I think I can change this party back. You're darn right you can. This man outlied the best. His lies, his center of attention, all his stuff. You know, America isn't stupid. We don't have S-T-U-P-I-D-E-D, excuse me,
some written on
our forehead.
Some of us.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, but you know those guys, because the cup they hold says ivermectin on it.
You know, Bill, we've seen in our lifetimes, you and I, a lot of presidents, but we've never seen anything like Donald Trump. And even the historic figures of the presidents of the United States and what we read about them, there was never anyone like Donald Trump. He was without question. They used to call Jimmy Carter the worst president in the history of the nation. And why did they call Jimmy Carter that? Because he was a man with a heart and compassion and a real Christian who cared about everybody. And yet, you remember him? Remember Jimmy Carter? And here we turn around and get a man like this, and somehow they still look at him with reverence. Hey, Bill, got to go. Thank you very much for the call. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.